Well, this is one I'm intrigued by, because I think you need it needs to be pointed out to you. The shortcut that I have for Matthew is a little piece in chapter 13, verse 52, where it talks about the householder bringing out from his storeroom things both new and old. And the reason for that, the reason why it's a shortcut, is that that's typical of Matthew's gospel. He has to bring the Old Testament scriptures, for the sake of the people in his community who were Jewish. He needs to show them the continuity. But then he also has to address the Greek-speaking Gentile people who didn't know the Old Testament scriptures and are saying, what is this Christianity about? What does it mean to be a Christian? And he has to be able to present, a discontinuity. So there's a continuity for the Jewish people, and there's a discontinuity, and there's a direct message that to be a Christian, you don't have to necessarily be a Jew to start with, but you can find your way in, and the way in is the obedience. And he shows Jesus as being obedient unto death. So he's saying, if you want to follow Jesus, you take up the cross, you follow him. There's a sort of a minimum that's required in order to be a Christian, but it doesn't imply that you have to have all the knowledge of the Old Testament scriptures to begin with.
And I think we're making the point that Matthew is a particularly appropriate reading at a time of transition and change. And I suppose from what you're saying, you can see why that is, because the early church was in transition from being, if you like, a Jewish phenomenon out into involving the Gentiles. Does that make it, I suppose we seem to be also today at a time of great change and transition, does that make Matthew, if you like, the reading of today to some extent in terms of the way society is changing and Ireland is changing?
I think it makes Matthew very relevant, all right. If you think back to another time of transition and difficulty, at the time in the 13th century, St. Dominic was going around, he was preaching, there was the Albigensian heresy and all kinds of troubles in Europe, and he was going around preaching. What was he carrying with him? And when you read about St. Dominic, he always carried the Gospel of Matthew. And because Matthew is a great gospel of church, at the moment the church is very much under attack. And Matthew is the gospel of church because it shows the origins of the identity of the church coming from the Jewish background but entering into the Greek-speaking Gentile background, and a new entity and a new identity of the people who are followers of Jesus. That sense of the church is very necessary today when the church is very much under attack.